Randall, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Your new sculpture show opens next Friday at Gallery 1-1, Brazee Street Studios in Oakley, and it's called Mozart Complication, for good reason. Tell us what's going on in this exhibition.
Well, I decided that if Mozart was alive today and was redoing his music, what would the characters be like? And what would the music sound like? And who would he use as the opera singer for the Queen of the Night? Would it be Beyoncé, or would he use an opera singer? And so, for me, it was trying to mix 18th century characters into modern day life and to draw a new audience, basically. When I decided to do it, I started interviewing lots of people, and everyone heard of the Magic Flute, but they didn't understand the story. Or if they were telling me a story, it'd be totally different. And I thought, well, this is my opportunity to say and do whatever I want.
And each individual piece is an assemblage of found objects.
Absolutely.
And once it's assembled, you paint the entire thing a single color. And I think those are often bright, strong colors.
Absolutely. Except in this series, I started experimenting with more pastel colors so that they would not be as strong. But I use a solid color because my whole goal is to make them look like they're carved out of one material. And so that's the reason for the solid colors. But sometimes the colors are equally as important to the piece. I mean, I did a piece based on China once, and I used yellow because that's a sign of royalty. Mm-hmm. So the colors are important to the pieces.
The found objects that make them up, can you give us an idea of what they are and where you find them?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're a mixture of all types of stuff, from plastic to ceramic to wood. But for me, each and every single one has a purpose, because when I decide on an idea, the pieces that I find help tell the story, because the pieces pretty much are a mini set design. Now, finding the pieces, because I use so much material, you find me at vintage stores, Goodwill stores, and so I keep thinking, God, it would be great to write about the people I meet in those places, because sometimes they'll stop me, because I'll have a whole grocery cart full of stuff, and someone will say, maybe you should leave stuff for the rest of us. Actually, it takes me as long to find the materials as it does to make the piece, and that's part of the fun. It's the hunt. It's like a scavenger hunt.
How large are these individual completed works?
Well, the average piece for the show at Studio 1-1 is probably about 3 by 5 feet. But I have worked as large as 8 feet and as small as 5 inches.
Well.
Yeah, which was a challenge. It's harder to make smaller pieces than bigger because it's hard to find miniatures.
Are you an opera buff and well acquainted with the Magic Flute?
You know, actually, I wasn't. And I decided to do this because when I was chosen to do an exhibition at the Cleveland Sculpture Center, my original proposal was Freddie Mercury. And it was during the time that Shepard Fairey was kind of getting in trouble for copyright. And so they suggested that I don't do that. So I thought, okay, a friend suggested the opera, Mozart's opera, this one. And so I started researching. I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy enough to be right up my alley. And in the process, I found out how much about opera I didn't know. And one of your previous employees here, Naomi Lewin, actually helped me a lot with the music because I wasn't that familiar. So it's been a great learning curve, and it's made me actually enjoy opera even more so.
Well, the opera is not exactly the point of the piece, however. It's the dish that you use to serve your thoughts on a number of other things.
Absolutely.
And what are those things?
For me, it's to bring out the characters and also what was the hidden tone. Why did he use some of these characters in his operas? Was he really telling a story? Was he trying to give away secrets for the Freemason? Was he just creating, as far as I'm concerned, the first Broadway musical? I don't know. But for me, for all the mystique that was behind it, it was so appealing that I knew that no matter what I told, it could work. Because you really don't know what the man was thinking. It's been a long time since he's been around.
How long have you been making art, and what led you into it?
You know, I started working again a little over 3 years ago. I took a secular job because, like a lot of artists, you've got to eat. And so I just woke up one day and I thought, oh God, I need to start working again. And so I just started working, and it's been well received. I've been very lucky.
Well, I understand that you now live part of the time here in Cincinnati and part of the time in California, mm-hmm. where you also show your art. What's different about the art scene there as compared to Cincinnati?
Okay, I don't want this to sound snotty, but I think California tends to like a little more modern art They'd like a little bit more of photography than I see here. But I tell you, in the last couple of years, Cincinnatians have really surprised me. They're really starting to embrace the art scene. I think the art scene really died after the Robert Mapplethorpe incident, and a lot of artists just fled. But I think we're realizing again that people here are embracing us again, and they're supporting us, and it's really having its renaissance again, which is really nice. And with places like Brazy and places like Miller Gallery, who really are showing a lot of cutting-edge artists, things are changing. And Cincinnati's are embracing it, which is nice.
It's exciting.
It is exciting
to have that happening. Will you show Mozart Complication in Palm Springs as well, or have you already?
I don't know. They have a collection of my work that I did previously for them. It is going to be shown at the Costello Festival, if I can say that. I'm one of the featured artists for the last show, so it'll be seen there. After that, I don't know where it's going. I've been working with a young composer. What we'd like to do is actually rewrite the music and modernize it and use a lot of the modern instruments that Mozart wouldn't had, plus the old ones, and see what happens. So I'd love to do a concert here at some point and maybe not bring the work, but have the work projected so maybe it could be done outside and free to the public, which is what Mozart wanted. He wanted the average person to be able to go to opera. Before that, it was an elitist thing. And that's the same thing with art sometimes. People are afraid to go into a gallery because they think that they can't afford something or because they don't understand it, that they won't be welcome.
Well, I wonder if you're always on the alert for interesting shapes that you might be able to use. And do you have a stockpile of things that other people might throw away?
Absolutely. People call me all the time and they want to give me grandma's stuff. And I'm like, well, let me think about it, because I handpick all of it. Now, I am one of those really anal persons. So if you go in my studio, everything is in little bins. It's all labeled. It's all color-coded. It's all, you know, that's how I work, because even though the work looks like it might be confusing or disarray, but it really isn't. I'm very anal about that. But I don't let anyone pick anything for me. People drop stuff off all the time. Even strangers will drop stuff off at work. I think you could use this. And sometimes I do.
But not always.
Not always, because to me it tells us, I mean, it really does trigger a key or an idea. Sometimes I don't even have an idea, and a piece I find at a Goodwill or a yard sale will actually trigger a whole idea for a new piece, which is nice.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing Mozart Complication when it opens next Friday. Thanks so much, Rondel, for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We've been talking with Rondel West, whose sculptures will be on view through November 1st at Brazy Street Studios in Oakley. For more information, cwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.